This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship Tampa station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working in the coronavirus effort, helping to keep us free and safe, too. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, not to forget about all those linemen that are over there still in eastern Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas, getting the power back on for the folks there. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about the all-new website for the radio show either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, well, on the weekend show, we start out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, just before we came on the show, we got some very uneasy news, a couple of different things going on. First of all, we have unrest tonight in Rochester, New York. Two police officers have been injured. Eight people have been arrested as a Black Lives Matters group merged on downtown Rochester to upset the apple cart with some outside diners in a restaurant that was down there, pretty much drove them out of the that part of the city and shut the restaurant down. And then they headed over towards the public safety building where police have done a ring around the building to protect the building. And that was when the unrest ensued. And I guess right now we're still kind of at a stalemate.
Well, that's right, Captain. As the protest began, it began on Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park in Manhattan Square in downtown Rochester, about 6:30 p.m. in the evening or so. There was about 1,000 people there, we understand, and they had some speeches and prayer and things like this. But then later on, of course, after the marching began, they encountered police, and then there evidently was some sort of reason to fire tear gas there, and that sort of...
They were told to disperse, and they didn't.
That's right.
Because they were marching illegal. You can't just go out on the street and just go down the street and say, we're going on a march. Doesn't work that way.
Right. It was declared an unlawful assembly.
That's basically correct.
And so what we're seeing now is footage coming in of some damage to some of the... there's a damage to a restaurant there that we can tell. Also, there was a bus stop that was set ablaze. Still a lot of people in the area. And, of course, it's not going to... doesn't look like it's going to start to disperse anytime soon as the crowd still continue to gather there in downtown Rochester.
And earlier this morning, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was acting on a tip from a Postal Service employee, a union employee member, that there was some
some things going on at the Bulk Mail Center down in Opa-locka, Florida, that she might want to come and take a look at. And she went there to go in and do an inspection, and I guess she thought, being a congresswoman, she was going to get right in there. But the postal guards that were there would not let her in, because you just don't walk into a Bulk Mail Center or a mail back room of a mail post office without being announced and having the proper people with you. It just doesn't happen.
That's right. Yeah, the Postal Service basically says that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she wasn't allowed to get in because, she didn't provide a notice, really, of her visit. That's the protocol. But, of course, a lot of what's going on in this, Captain, is she's trying to go down there as a grandstanding maneuver, it would seem.
Oh, I found mail that isn't being delivered. Look at this. I found ballots that aren't being delivered. And that's part of what it was, is there were some ballots there that hadn't been sorted out yet, but they don't have to be sorted out yet.
Well, exactly. And again, this to go down there and try to, as I said, kind of grandstand and kind of show that she can micromanage the election or something like that is really not is not helpful. There are other avenues to be able to do that, I think.
Right. And I want to say good morning to Sue, the dispatcher, who just chimed in. And by the way, we got quite a chatty group in the chat room there tonight. So hello to everybody in the captain's group chat room on Facebook. We appreciate everybody in there and all the comments they're making. And I guess the first one came from Richard the Marine.
That's right. Yeah. Hello, Richard.
Yep. There you go. All right. Now, something else that's going on here, and again, you could talk about this forever. I'm not surprised to hear this news, but to the folks that lost businesses, you know, they had businesses burned down or destroyed in one fashion or another in Minneapolis, the insurance is not going to cover the cost of building back the businesses. They'll get back whatever it is they're going to get back, but it won't be enough to build back the building and all that sort of stuff that would be needed for the businesses to come back. So I believe after hearing that, there's going to be a bunch of businesses that aren't going to be back in Minneapolis.
Well, yes, that's very, very true. Generally speaking, insurance is going to make you whole, or at least be able to get you things replaced and these kinds of things. That's the general idea. But Captain, even in my travels in the real estate industry, you have to read your policy very, very carefully, and you have to know exactly what is going to be covered. Certain acts, even terrorism, things like that, you have to make sure
they're not covered.
You're covered for that.
Or they're covered only partially.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. We are broadcasting all across the country, as well as all across the Caribbean down there. And by the way, we do have some weather that's headed our way, possibly next week in the terms of tropical weather. I'll get into that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This first segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make Relief Factor. I've been taking that product religiously for a little bit more than 4 years now. I took a packet of it last night about 11:30 my time before the show started, of course, and had my ankle was swollen a little bit and starting to ache, and I said, well, let's see what happens. And about 30 minutes later, or maybe a little bit less, it was all gone, and my ankle was back to going back down to its normal size. But anyway, it works for me, and hopefully this will work for you, because if you've got pain, any type of pain, this product, Relief Factor, goes right straight to the source, and it'll lower, eliminate pain that you've got associated with exercise, everyday living, that sometimes release pain that you don't even know about, that it'll work on such things like maybe a migraine headache. I've had people tell me it's worked for that, and some other different things too. But you don't know till you try it. And how you try it is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and click on the little logo that's there for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, that's all it costs, $19.95. That's $20 for 3 weeks. You take the product, you see if it's going to work, and if it does, then boom, you're in like fun. Don't need to worry about nothing. So, relieffactor.com/captain is a website. If you want to call, you can do that too, 800-500-8384. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because otherwise you're going to get charged full price for the product. And what I'm offering is a $19.95 3-week quick start special. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, and there's Maria in Germany. Good morning to Maria in Germany.
Yes, hello, Maria.
Yep, our favorite, one of our favorite callers from all time. Now, the Atlantic, just to go back to that a little bit and elaborate a little bit more,
the people that wrote that article that were anonymous and said, oh, the president spoke disparagingly about the dead military, and he didn't want to go, and he mentioned this and mentioned that. And some people are on the Never Trumpers, and some people that remember kind of what he said about John McCain, but he didn't. What he said about John McCain, I agreed with a lot of it about, you know, he was a hero, he was a prisoner of war, but why didn't care for his politics?
Well, right, and you can, good people can disagree on things.
Yep.
That's fine, yeah.
But as far as anything else, that was fine, you know, that was the way that the president treated it. He didn't care for his politics. But John Bolton yesterday denied these anonymous rulers and rumors, and they are anonymous in the Atlantic. They are anonymous. He said, I was there, and I never heard the president say that.
Well, that's right. He said he never heard anything that might even resemble remarks like that. And, of course, this dust-up has to do with whether or not the president, when he was in France in 2018, if he was going to go to a second war memorial cemetery, basically, and it was deemed by the Secret Service that there was weather issues. They didn't want the president to be so far out in the countryside, I think, without being able to fly the helicopters and these kinds of things. And so it was decided that John Kelly would go in his place. And so there was some security issues, and there were that was where the decision-making process was. And so, but Bolton, see, here's the key thing. Bolton doesn't like Trump, but we all know that, and that's established fact. So for him to be able to come out and basically refute everything that these anonymous sources are saying, I think is really, really important. And I think the anonymous sources didn't count on John Bolton, evidently. And by the way, the anonymous sources, I mean, if they really have something, why not come out and
stop being anonymous?
Exactly. Because otherwise, this story does exactly what it's doing. It's just a springboard for Biden.
You never, ever give any credence to something that's an anonymous source. Never.
Well, exactly right. And again, and I think it's key what Biden said, Captain, because Joe Biden said he did the usual if true. Okay, if this is true, it's very bad and this kind of thing. But he says, but this confirms what we already think about Donald Trump. So if it's not, if we don't even know it's true because he just said so, and of course it's anonymous sources, unconfirmed,
well,
somehow it confirms everything we think about Trump.
Joe Biden has got a major problem of his own after something that he said yesterday. And you can only just sit back and go, wow. Joe Biden said, ladies and gentlemen, that a black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison.
Yeah, he said that during a meeting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with community leaders there. And maybe this is Joe Biden going off script. Again, it's most unfortunate because it put things, again, even further into racial terminology.
But it's not even close to being true. There is absolutely no documentation of any kind at all, except for the fact that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. That's it. That's all we know.
Exactly. So Biden may be referring to a man named Lewis Howard Latimer, who filed an improved version of the incandescent light bulb patent in 1881. But it was, in fact, Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb and filed the first patent, we understand, about this. And so where Mr. Latimer was able to do some great engineering and science and so forth, it is not the case that he invented the light bulb.
Yeah. And then finally, Richard Grenell, the former DNI acting director, ripped the White House reporters yesterday. He said, you people are not listening to anything anymore, and we're not listening to you either.
Right, right, yeah. The American people have sort of gone beyond basically what the White House press corps standard issue garden variety mainstream media was
saying. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here. Let me ask you one question. Did Obama and Biden know and spy on the Trump campaign?
Of course.
There you go. Attorney General Barr, that took 5 minutes. That's from putting one of the most honest people in a Captain Matt Bruce. Okay, what's taking 3.5 freaking years for you to bring charges against Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Strzok, Page, Comey? What is taking so long? You still haven't let Flynn go. You're still putting the screw to everybody. It's unbelievable what's happening here. And I blame Attorney General Barr because I could have done your job on January 16th when Trump stepped in there. Okay, and now you got a $500 million FBI, the Federal Bureau of Idiots, and you can't put this guy under arrest. It's a joke. It's a travesty. Wake up. Let me say something else. This whole charade, you don't think that couldn't fool a Corleone there, Biden, okay? Because you had to take the heat off of Pelosi, who went to the salon, and all the women in America are mad, so you made up some concoction about Trump saying something about the military. Nobody loves the military. Trump went to military school for high school. Nobody loves the military more than Donald Trump. No one's done more for the military than Donald Trump. That farce won't fool a Corleone. Just get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody in America, no, but Diamond and Silk, their book, Uprising, Why No Black Person Should Vote for a Democrat. That's the name of the book. Uprising, Why Every African American Should Vote for Donald Trump and the Republican Party. That's the name of their book.
Okay.
Everyone voting, let's go. And there should not be one vote in this country for a Democrat.
Okay.
Whether you're black, Hispanic, or anything else. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, and he's loaded up tonight there.
Yeah, he voted for Bear, that's for sure.
Yeah, now the thing of it is, okay, and Maria's saying hello to Todd. Now the thing of it is, and I'm going to pick up on the salon owner. She's standing up to Nancy Pelosi, and by the way, they're going after her. There's a lot of negative comments being made on social media about the salon owner. And she has got a fund. Somebody did a GoFundMe page for her, which already has more than $100,000 in it, so she can pick up and move.
Well, exactly right. And of course, this was, the reaction that Nancy Pelosi gave. She probably thought she was really turning the tables, but in reality, she was just exaggerating.
Tables got turned on her.
Absolutely.
And Pelosi owes the entire country an apology because she's trying to take this salon owner out now. And we've got the video. We know what went on. We saw it. We don't have to do anything other than somebody said, well, or no, she said it. I only put one other person in jeopardy. No, she didn't. I saw two people in that thing besides her.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And really maybe a third, because it looked like there was a security person around.
Yeah, but even for her to say, I put X amount of people in jeopardy, means that she's aware of the jeopardy, for one thing. I thought, Captain, that they were certainly going to go with the idea that, well, she's a public figure, and she can't be outside, and she has to have security, but they never went that way. She just got mad at everybody.
All right, folks, and we got a lot more coming your way. And Kyle, when we come back, we're going to get into the Black Lives protesters, Black Lives Matter protesters, and some of the things that they're saying now. Now, by the way, the economy went off a lot better than expected. We got some really good numbers there, and that's a good thing. So I'll be back with Kyle Warren and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, Rochester heated up last night. Still got people on the streets wandering around. Let's hope nothing else happens. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly, as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and my buddy Larry Elder will be here in the area October the 23rd down in Sarasota. We're having an event down there at the Hyatt. Now, it's kind of a high-dollar event, I realize, because I was looking at the price of the tickets, but it's because of who they got there. They're going to have Dr. Sebastian Gorka. They're going to have Larry Elder. They're going to have Charlie Kirk. They're going to have Phil Grandy, who's a businessman who does a business show. Many of you hear him here locally on my flagship station and our affiliate down there in Sarasota. And then I'm going to be there, the special guest, and I will be the master of ceremonies for the event. I'll be kind of like the timekeeper leading things along there as we move along. And I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of folks there, whoever can come up to that. But in the meantime, something a little bit more affordable for you would be the gun show tomorrow at Robarts Arena. Now, I will be at Robarts Arena from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to stop by and check out all the different things they'll have there at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. By the way, the last couple of shows we've had fishing poles and archery, bows and arrows, and some outdoor stuff that they've got, and some military surplus. So a lot of things going on there. So one way or the other, I'll see you there I'm laughing because somebody just sent me a message at the Robarts Arena. And Kyle, we'll come on back in here.
Hello, Captain.
Yeah, listen,
Good morning, everyone. Todd reminded me of the Tasmanian Devil from Warner Brothers. I wonder if he tore up his living room yet. Whoa. And that's from Steve in Thailand. And again, you know, love him or leave him. 60 Seconds with Todd is something that we do. And he knows he has to kind of rein it in a little bit because at one time he was a lot more vehement than he is right now. But it has, you know, he gets people wound up and he gets people to thinking. Some of what he says is pretty decent, so, you know, we go from there. And it's good to be passionate. I mean, my God, these people are sitting around going, oh, well, it's so terrible that Joe Biden is doing this. Well, what are you doing about it? Get up off your butt and get out there and do something about it. And don't just complain about it. Jeez, I'm so sick and tired of those people.
Well, exactly. And but you mentioned, Captain, having being passionate about something.
Yeah.
And a lot of people across the highways and byways are very passionate about what they see happening on their television screens and on their internet devices. They're seeing things that would simply be unthinkable a very, very short period of time ago. And in the space of a few months, our country has been absolutely torn apart, and these constant riots are just the result of that.
Well, Black Lives Matter, one of the protesters, okay, was caught on camera yelling at the police in D.C. It was in Washington, D.C., and the Black Lives Matter protester says, y'all need to start being killed just like y'all kill us. And that's what he said, yelling as loud as he could at the cop.
Well, you see, this is...
Isn't that a great attitude?
Well, right, and it's very scary. And this is, we're talking about real people saying real things. Nobody made this up. And unfortunately, you know, this can't become the norm in terms of how we're going to conduct ourselves. I keep thinking back, Captain, to the 1960s with Dr. King. The idea was to change people's hearts, change their minds. Make our country continue to go in the right moral direction. It wasn't about screaming that, you know, somebody needs to be killed.
No. Nope.
This is absolute, in anybody's book, this is wrong.
And he was not out there with his people, with all those throngs and all those marches that they made. They were not out there. They were not learning or looting. They were not burning. They were not being violent. It was all peaceful. And these young people today need to learn from that, and they don't get it.
They don't get it. The idea is to have an integrated society and a just and good society. We can't do that if you have people who are actively seeking violence.
Yep.
And when something does go wrong, if somebody disobeys the law, even if that person's a police officer, we deal with that.
And here's part of the problem, okay, with the young people today, because when you hear something like this, the American Psychological Association said that every institution in America is born from the blood of white supremacist ideology and capitalism. Give me a ball bat. I want to smack the person that said that.
Well, you know, Captain, this kind of argument...
That's part of the problem right there.
Well, right. Well, yeah, this kind of argumentation goes along the same lines as the reparations argument that has been made by some. And the idea is that every single bit of wealth in the United States is somehow tied back to slavery prior to 1865. And so that's how you start that kind of going down that road. But... you know, it begs the question, well, what needs to happen then, theoretically, what would need to happen in order to make things better? And I don't think they can answer that. It seems to only be a foundation by which to create a tearing down of literally everything. But, you know, what would be put back in its place? I don't think people want to know. I think they're looking to make some kind of authoritarian or some other kind of very, very bad society. But they're using this thing as a means to try to get people to say, oh, yeah, America's bad, but it's not really.
Well, America's so bad that we just had a pretty doggone good quarter here when you talk about reporting when it comes to unemployment. Unemployment went from 10.2 to 8.4, which was a dramatic drop. And the U.S. economy added 1.37 million jobs in August when they didn't think it was going to add but about two-thirds that amount, and it did a lot better. And as a result, I can honestly say, and I keep seeing it, I'm not surprised that the economy is coming back.
No, it is coming back, and it's coming back because people are working very hard to get it to come back. They want to get back to work. In fact, Captain, we understand the Fed chair Jerome Powell issued a statement, or we understand from his comments on Friday, that they're going to keep interest rates low, and that's going to be perhaps for the next several years in order to help make sure that the economy continues. In other words, they're not going to worry so much about inflation, but they're going to keep that, those interest rates low.
Now, the Quinnipiac poll the other day had Joe Biden was miraculously up by 8 points again in Pennsylvania, and nationally he had an 8-point lead across the country, and their polls were made of 250 and 300 people, respectively, and that's where they were getting the numbers from. And those are the polls, folks, that aren't accurate at all. They lean hard to the left, either 7 or 8 or 9%. One of them leaned 9%, the other leaned 7%. So take a look at the numbers, subtract that from the lead, and guess what? You've got almost a dead heat, right?
Right, exactly.
But people don't know that. All they hear is the one side. Now, in the meantime, let me go to a Rasmussen Reports poll, which had 1,000 people in each one. One had 1,000, one had 1,300. One of them said that it was tied in Florida, 46-46. Another one said it was tied in Pennsylvania, 46-46. Now, it's kind of ironic the numbers are the same, but I'm not surprised that it's tied because the undecided voters are the ones that are going to decide it.
Well, sure. Exactly. And the race is tighter than what I think a lot of the mainstream media wants you to think.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's going to be very, very close in many ways. But there's another poll out there, Captain, right, from Rasmussen that shows Donald Trump's approval rating is now back up to 52%. And it was there back in February. And now it's back where it was then. So I think that that shows by leaps and bounds the president is making a lot of inroads with his handling of the economy and of the COVID crisis.
And our friend Eric in Seminole is saying to defund the police crowd, better be careful what they wish for. The only thing keeping them from becoming the hunted by real predators who have a lot of experience operating during the night and taking care of business is the police.
Well, again, it's one thing to want to make sure that you're policing the community and that there's a good relationship there, but if people are actually calling for the straight-up killing of police officers, and, Captain, we've actually seen police officers be ambushed, assassinated.
One in Cleveland last night when we were on air, remember? He was killed, and there was another person in the car that was shot and killed, too.
Right.
Now, that was an undercover cop. And that might have had something to do with a drug dealer went bad or something like that from what we're hearing. But still, a police officer and another person in the car were shot to death in Cleveland. And then less than an hour later, talk about tragedy striking twice in Cleveland, a cop committed suicide while on duty.
Oh, that's terrible.
In Cleveland.
Very, very.
And what might have driven him over the edge was this cop being shot and killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is, unfortunately... it's very, very difficult to be a police officer these days.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, Captain, on this program, we back the blue. And
blue lives matter, and we back the blue, and by God, we'll do anything we can to help them.
Exactly right. And they've got to know.
Same with the firefighters, same with EMS, same with the military.
Yeah, and Captain, I think it's really important to say, I mean, in light of what you just told everybody, you know, we are here for them, and people are pleased with what they're doing. They back them all across the country.
All right, hold that thought. And good morning to Terry up in Nashville chiming in the chat room right now. Terry, how you doing? And yep, Maria's in there, and I see that too. So I'll be right back with more. And Maria and Snoopy are the best of friends, because every time I turn around, there's another little Snoopy dog there. That's Maria doing that in the chat room. Go to the Captain's Group on Facebook and get in there, and you can converse with us. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past During times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold, it's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. Now, again, I'm going to be at Sarasota today at the Robarts Arena right there at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. And if you want to stop on by, they're there today from 9 to 5. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. Now, today at 2 p.m., they're going to have the concealed carry weapons class. So you want to, those of you that want to get that permit and you want to sign up for that, the sooner the better. Now, you can do it online if you want at twoguysshows.com, or you'll have to show up. And then, like I say, 2 p.m. is when the concealed carry class starts. But they've got a very large selection of up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, used guns, private collections, knives as well. They've had hunting supplies there, outdoor camping supplies, military surplus, fishing poles, bows and arrows, a lot of different things that are there. It's very diversified what they have there at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. And I'll be there, too. Look for my banner. up on the wall. I'm usually towards the back door, way in the back, where you can see me. You walk in and you see me down the end of the first aisle, and that's probably where I'll be, right down there with my banner up on the wall. And remember, Two Guys Gun Show's back bigger than ever Saturday and Sunday this weekend in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds Robarts Arena. So I look forward to seeing as many of you there as can make it. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the president's job approval, once again, has hit 52%. And when you compare that to where Barack Obama or even George W. Bush were at this time in their careers, they were both well below that number.
Well, that's right. And one of the other key issues, key points on the Rasmussen poll, again, is that Trump's job performance, 52%. This was back on February the 27th. So that's sort of pre-COVID, at least the pre-shutdowns and all the other things that began to happen soon following that. So the president back to 52%. So that's a very, very good indicator. If we were talking about any other president, we would be saying he seems to be on a good track in order to get reelected. But we're talking about Trump, so the mainstream media, of course, is going to continue to make it sound like, well, Biden's way, way ahead.
No.
Although we don't really know a lot of people who are voting for Biden.
No, he's not. And there's so much fake news out there. I mean, you got to, and it's going to happen. I mean, they're going to load things up with as much fake news as they possibly can and make you go out there and prove that it's fake, even though they know it is to begin with. And that's just what's going to happen, just like this Atlantic article that's out there. That's a bunch of crap.
Well, again, because it deals with anonymous sources, it seems to sound very fantastical, but it was simply a springboard for Joe Biden to begin to say things like, if true, then this tells us, you know, this is very bad, but somehow this confirms what we already know about Donald Trump, he said. Honestly, Captain, for someone who's running for the presidency, Joe Biden should have simply said, well, it's anonymous sources. If it ever gets corroborated, I'll comment on it. But I don't comment on anonymous.
Yeah, and then there was a comment somewhere by one of the XYZ networks that, well, 200 police officers have come out, and they're going to support Joe Biden. Well, big freaking deal. I got one police union of 50,000. I got another one of 350,000. I got another one over here, 1.2 million police officers, and you're telling me 200 officers are going to support Joe Biden? Big freaking deal.
Well, again, that's the idea of trying to create the thought that suddenly law enforcement is now much more behind Joe Biden.
Not true.
When Joe Biden has not had their back through this entire...
And folks, well, I'm sorry, but I got to say this. It's in their platform. It's in the Democratic platform about the reallocation of funds from the police department into social programs. What do you think that is? It's defunding the police.
Well, right, and they're saying that in many respects in order to try to score points with some constituency that is for defunding the police, I suppose, but it's only, I mean, because again, it's patently absurd on its face to say that we're going to defund police departments. And the way that they've gone about it, Captain, what they've done is they've decided all the law-abiding citizens, all the people, no matter what color people are, that want to live in a safe community with good policing, they've thrown all of them under the bus in order to satisfy some kind of momentary political whim. And that is not leadership. That's pandering.
Yeah, and of course they're doing pandering. And hello to Jennifer. We appreciate your good comments. Hello to Susan. We appreciate your nice comments, too, there tonight. And hello to Charles. Now, I don't know where these people are. They're not telling me, but they're just making some decent comments about what it is we're doing. All right, Larry Kudlow was very reserved and kind of laid back yesterday when he talked about the economy. The president says, Larry, would you like to say a few words about the economy? And, of course, he said the obvious. He said, we're not out of the woods yet, but we're doing very well.
Well, that's right. We're not out of the woods. He went on to say we've got too many people unemployed, even though we've seen improvements, basically, is what he's saying. Again, we're going in the right direction for sure. And the reason, Captain, I think we're seeing such a good rebound even given the circumstances, is, again, there wasn't something wrong with the economy. There wasn't something going wrong with the economy, and so people were essentially got the brakes put on, the emergency hit, and people just would try to do what they can in order to fight it, but now they are ready, they're raring to go to get back to work, get back to their business, get things moving again. That's a lot of enthusiasm. And I think the Democrat Party elite, they just can't, this doesn't compute for them. That's why I think we continue to see a lot of dragging of feet and a lot of this sort of doom and gloom. American people don't want doom and gloom. They want to get out there and they want to fight this thing by getting our economy going again.
Well, that's true. And again, unfortunately, where we've had some of the rioting, Minneapolis was the latest example. The insurance that they're going to be paid for their business losses is not going to cover the cost of rebuilding the business from the ground up because the building's destroyed. They might have just merely gotten insurance on the goods that were inside. And you got to read these policies closely because when you get caught up in a situation like this, this is where the attorneys will come out of the woodwork, and I'm sure there's going to be some lawsuits over all this.
Well, certainly there will be, but there's another aspect to this as well, and that is insurance may reimburse businesses for some part of the loss, but at the same time, the businesses will reevaluate and say, do I want to be in an area where the police are no longer supported by the mayor or the city council, for that matter? And if we want to rebuild and reopen our store in said area, can we even get insurance? Will that now become cost prohibitive for the landlords or the business owners? This is a terrible, terrible outgrowth of people who somehow have the idea that it doesn't matter, we burn everything down because they all have insurance. That's not the way it goes. Having a disaster is terrible. You don't want a disaster.
So much for the statement the person made when they did that, justifying their actions. Well, that's okay. They've got insurance. Well, guess what? Maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't.
Or what they have isn't going to cover what they're going to lose.
Exactly. Some of the policies I've seen that protect real estate properties, you have to make sure that you have certain things that are included with it because not everything is. As I mentioned before, I mean, there's all kinds of weird things that can happen, but you have to be sure that you have those things covered. And the best way to do that is talk with your insurance agent.
I'll give you the technicality. Here's one for you. And I had a friend of mine tell me this. They were looking at their policy the other day. They're covered for fire insurance. Yep, they're covered if somebody sets their place on fire by arson. Yep, but if that arson is caused by a riot, they're not covered.
Well, right, and a real good case in point.
And that's in the policy.
Well, exactly. It will probably be explicitly written.
Yeah.
One of the best examples of this is the business interruption policies that a lot of these big restaurateurs had.
Yep.
And they thought, if my business gets interrupted, I'm covered. And they weren't.
Nope.
Because it was a riot.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. And
yep,
talk about lawsuits, that's where they're headed now.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot of that going on. And again, I find out every day, I find out a little bit more about another business that had that in there because this provision was when it comes to the rioting, as a matter of fact, the other thing they call it was civil disobedience.
Civil disturbance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also one other thing I should add, because along with the rioting, they found out they're not covered for business interruption.
Yeah.
If the government shuts down your business. And even if there is no destruction, but if the government shuts you down, evidently that wasn't enough either.
Yeah, and hold that thought. And folks, you business people out there, you better start reading your insurance policies because it may not cover what you think it does. And if not, you got to make some adaptations there for sure. All right, we're going to be coming back right after the top of the hour news, hour number two in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be back right after the news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.